But the blackberries are ripening on the hedgerows, and down in the old garden near County Clane in County Kildare, summer is mellowing into autumn. Pat Pender and his volunteers have created a garden that grows plants, flowers and vegetables and cultivates a warm and thriving community, as I discovered when I called in yesterday.
Our hens live on vegetables at this time of the year because they're such an abundance. We have apple peas and apple cores and they love it, and they sweeten up their eggs nicely as well.
Pat Pender, what a beautiful day to be here in the old garden. This is somewhere you spend 99% of your life.
All my waking hours are spent here looking after hens, ducks, giving advice to people if they need it, because I was born in the garden. My father was a gardener, and I learned all my bits and pieces of gardening from him. Sort of brought it on to here now, and there's other people here with expertise, but there's other people with none, or very little, so we're teaching them how to do it.
How old are you, Pat?
I am 85. Now, what is so special to me is the first of all is to see these people here, so many people, sowing, working, looking after their food. At this stage, they're starting to reap it. That is what this whole project is about. That's what I'm about, trying to get as many people into growing their own food as possible. This 20 acres here, developing 7.5 acres, the other half is going to be part of a community farm, so we have a lot going on. When I retired, I was at a loss what to do. My wife was used to look after the flowers and everything for her living. And she just asked me one day, would you cut the hedge for me? And I did. And that got me going again and got it all back. So I got involved then in the community garden, set it up, helped to set it up, run it. One of the things I found when I retired, there was nothing to do. There was no reason to get up out of bed. And then after about 3 weeks, I had enough of it. And then this happened, and here I am. Now, Carmel and myself spent all our time up here that we have. Some people talk about holidays. Well, we say this is our holiday. Sometimes you'd be feeling a bit under the weather, you'd be a bit down, you come up here and you get in among the hens and the ducks, and all of a sudden everything is gone. Because you have hens that come up around your feet, they're kind of pets at this stage, and they just have that effect that they just take all that gloom away.
No, so I've got spring onions and I've got green manure to put down for the winter. The green manure could self-seed.
We can share.
Jenny and Michelle, your allotments are very close to each other. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Michelle.
I probably did the allotment because the kids are a little bit older, one in secondary and one in sixth class. So looking for something to do. Meet new people, grow some veg. Garden is a bit small. Something different to do.
And Michelle, two allotments up is Jenny.
Yes.
Hi, Jenny.
Hiya.
You both live near each other but didn't know each other, is that right?
Pass by our house every time I'm walking.
Yeah. Admired my garden.
I did, actually. Yeah. I did.
You did admire my garden.
And now I can poke my head in and say hi.
Yeah, now you can come in.
And I've actually found since doing this, I'm stopping and talking to more people, actually. So you do get into conversations that you might not have otherwise got into.
It's lovely to get your hands into the soil and just get bit dirty, that sounds bad, but just to get back to it, you know, because we spend our whole life just stressing out with lists of things to do, and you come up here and time just passes. You don't get half what you want done, but you know what I mean, you feel you've done something. Like I got my potatoes up a few days ago and I got my onions up and have them stored, and I feel I've did something. And I think the allotment kind of grounds you, brings you back down to earth. It makes you feel good about yourself.
Well, if I can interrupt there, it's Kevin, isn't it?
It is, Kevin. Yeah. Kevin Mullen. I'm from Selbridge, Brenda. I'm just strimming out one section that I haven't yet really cultivated. I work on raised beds because as we get on, it becomes easier to use the raised beds rather than digging everything into the ground. Potatoes that you see there, they're dug into the ground, so they take a little bit of work, but it's easy enough once you get some cultivation on it there.
You are so passionate about this.
It's so
what
good.
Is it it's for
so,
you?
It's just such an amazing place. You can come up here and you have real neighbours like we used to have way, way back when I was a child. We can talk, we can socialise. Sometimes you come up here and you spend half your time just having a chat, swapping produce as well too, you know, because we always grow too much of one thing and not enough of another. But it's absolutely fabulous for your health, both physically and mentally.
Can I ask what age are you?
I am 73 years old.
You know you don't look it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You're working with nature, but nature always throws up lots of problems for you too, so you have to figure those out. And we're always learning. I mean, I've been doing it for over 20 years, allotments now, and every day I learn something new. It's just wonderful. A couple of years before I was due to retire, I got colorectal cancer. And at the time I was up in my allotment or whatever, it took me out of everything for about 6 months as I did chemotherapy. But the real therapy was getting back onto the allotments. That's what really got me back into it. Plus, my family were an amazing help during that time. I'm completely clear now, and you're never bored. You're actually doing something that works every muscle in your body when you're out in the allotment.
Hello.
How are you? Hiya. I'm coming into your allotment here. Feels like I'm coming into your house.
Yeah.
Who we got here? What's your name?
So I'm Maureen.
And I'm Paul.
And are you together?
We are.
We are. 42 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Long enough.
So this is like a second home here, the allotment.
Oh, yeah. It is, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Proper garden.
This is our oasis.
We've a tiny garden in Maynooth. We've always wanted to grow vegetables. My dad used to grow vegetables and his dad used to grow vegetables.
Yeah.
So now we're beginners. Like, we've only been at it for a couple of years, but this is just unbelievable. It's magic. So we've Brussels sprouts. They'll keep growing, so we'll have them for Christmas, which is magic. Yeah. Never had our own Brussels sprouts before.
We've got kale behind that.
Enough kale to feed an army. So we've kind of deformed carrots. We're learning about the whole thing. You know what I mean? The soil needs to be better. Onions.
And then we've got kale
rhubarb
down here.
But we're just putting stuff in. Yeah. We're trying it out, and we don't care.
We come out here for our dates.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we have coffee in the car. So we'll have a little coffee and look at the mountains in the distance. And like, you've all this open space, and we both love it. It's soul food in every way. It's good for both of us, and it's good for each of us separately.
So really being part of the allotment with Maureen here, it's just given us enjoyment. Watching things grow and then harvesting it and then eating it, like ground to plate in 15 minutes. It's unbelievable.
And to find out more about this magical place, visit theoldgarden.ie.